Census of Population of Ireland, Sunday, 23rd of April 2006, Central Statistics Office, audio form. About the census. The census takes place every 5 years and counts all the people and households in the country. The census results will give a comprehensive picture of the social and living conditions of our people at the start of the 21st century. The census provides vital information necessary for planning Ireland's future. Participation is compulsory. The census is being taken under the Statistics Act 1993 and the Statistics Census of Population Order 2005. Under Section 26 of the Statistics Act 1993, you are obliged by law to complete this form. Any person who fails or refuses to provide this information, or who knowingly provides false information, may be subject to a fine of up to €25,000. Confidentiality is guaranteed. The confidentiality of your census return is legally guaranteed by the Statistics Act 1993. Information provided will be used for statistical purposes only. This includes the production of statistical tables and analytical reports, and the selection of samples for some of our surveys. Census enumerator. When your census enumerator calls to collect your completed census form, she or he will assist you if you have difficulty completing it. Thank you for your cooperation. Donal Garvey, Director General. This audio version of the census form contains the census questions relating to one person. Your answers to the questions will need to be transcribed onto a standard census form for entry into our computer systems. If there are other persons present in the household who do not have a visual impairment, they should complete the standard census form on your behalf and enter your response to this audio form on it. How to make your census return. 1. The questions should be answered on the night of Sunday, the 23rd of April 2006. 2. Your census enumerator will assist you in making your census return when she or he calls to collect it. 3. Contact your census enumerator or phone 01 895 1344 if you need any additional audio forms. Question 1. What is your name? First name and surname. Question 2. Sex. Category 1, male. Category 2, female. Question 3. What is your relationship to the person listed as Person 1 on the household form? Answer only if in a private household. Choose one category only for each person. Category 1, husband or wife. Category 2, partner. Category 3, son or daughter. Category 4, stepchild. Category 5, brother or sister. Category 6, mother or father. Category 7, stepmother or stepfather. Category 8, son-in-law or daughter-in-law. Category 9, grandchild. Category 10, other related, write-in relationship. Category 11, unrelated, including foster children. What is your relationship to the person listed as Person 2 on the household form? Answer only if in a private household. Choose one category only. Category 1, husband or wife. Category 2, partner. Category 3, son or daughter. Category 4, stepchild. Category 5, brother or sister. Category 6, mother or father. Category 7, stepmother or stepfather. Category 8, son-in-law or daughter-in-law. Category 9, grandchild. Category 10, other related, write-in relationship. Category 11, unrelated, including foster children. What is your relationship to the person listed as Person 3 on the household form? Answer only if in a private household. Choose one category only. Category 1, husband or wife. Category 2, partner. Category 3, son or daughter. Category 4, stepchild. Category 5, brother or sister. Category 6, mother or father. Category 7, stepmother or stepfather. Category 8, son-in-law or daughter-in-law. Category 9, grandchild. Category 10, other related, write-in relationship. Category 11, unrelated, including foster children. What is your relationship to the person listed as Person 4 on the household form? Answer only if in a private household. Choose one category only. Category 1, husband or wife. Category 2, partner. Category 3, son or daughter. Category 4, stepchild. Category 5, brother or sister. Category 6, mother or father. Category 7, stepmother or stepfather. Category 8, son-in-law or daughter-in-law. Category 9, grandchild. Category 10, other related, write-in relationship. Category 11, unrelated, including foster children. Question 4, what is your date of birth? Day, month, year. Question 5, what is your place of birth? Give the place where your mother lived at the time of your birth. If Ireland, including Northern Ireland, write in the county. If elsewhere abroad, write in the country. Question 6, what is your nationality? If you have more than one nationality, please declare all of them. Category 1, Irish. Category 2, other nationality, write in. Category 3, no nationality. Question 7, where do you usually live? Category 1, here at this address. Category 2, elsewhere in Ireland, including Northern Ireland, write in the county. Category 3, elsewhere abroad, write in the country. Question 8, where did you usually live 1 year ago? Category 1, same as now. Category 2, elsewhere in Ireland, including Northern Ireland, write in the county. Category 3, elsewhere abroad, write in the country. Question 9, have you lived outside the Republic of Ireland for a continuous period of 1 year or more? Answer, if 1 year or over, and living in Ireland. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. If yes, write in the year of last taking up residence in the Republic of Ireland and the country of last previous residence. Question 10. What is your current marital status? Answer, if aged 15 years or over. Choose one category only. Category 1, single, never married. Category 2, married, first marriage. Category 3, remarried, following widowhood. Category 4, remarried following divorce and or annulment. Category 5, separated, including deserted. Category 6, divorced. Category 7, widowed. Question 11. How many children have you given birth to? This question is for women only. Write in the number of children born alive. Category 1, none. Question 12. Can you speak Irish? Answer if aged 3 years or over. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. If yes, do you speak Irish? Choose the categories that apply. Category 1, daily within the education system. Category 2, daily outside the education system. Category 3, weekly. Category 4, less often. Category 5, never. Question 13, what is your religion? Choose one category only. Category 1, Roman Catholic. Category 2, Church of Ireland. Category 3, Presbyterian. Category 4, Methodist. Category 5, Islam. Category 6, other, write in your religion. Category 7, no religion. Question 14, what is your ethnic or cultural background? Choose one category only. A, white. Category 1, Irish. Category 2, Irish traveller. Category 3, any other white background. B, black or black Irish. Category 4, African. Category 5, any other black background. C, Asian or Asian Irish. Category 6, Chinese. Category 7, any other Asian background. D, other, including mixed background. Category 8, other, write in description. Question 15. Do you have any of the following long-lasting conditions? A. Blindness, deafness, or severe vision or hearing impairment. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. B. A condition that substantially limits one or more basic physical activities, such as walking, climbing stairs, reaching, lifting, or carrying. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. C. A learning or intellectual disability. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. D. A psychological or emotional condition. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. E. Other, including any chronic illness. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. Question 16. If yes to any of the conditions specified in question 15, do you have any difficulty in doing any of the following activities? A. Learning, remembering or concentrating. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. B. Dressing, bathing or getting around inside the home. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. C. Going outside the home alone to shop or visit a doctor's surgery. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. D. Working at a job or business or attending school or college. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. E. Participating in other activities, for example, leisure or using transport. Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. Question 17. How do you usually travel to work, school or college? Choose one category only for the longest part by distance of your usual journey to work, school or college. Category 1, on foot. Category 2, bicycle. Category 3, bus, minibus or coach. Category 4, train, Dart or Lewis. Category 5, motorcycle or scooter. Category 6, driving a car. Category 7, passenger in a car. Category 8, lorry or van. Category 9, other means. Category 10, work mainly at or from home. Category 11, not applicable. Question 18. What time do you usually leave home to go to work, school or college? Category 1, before 6:30 a.m. Category 2, 6:31 to 7 a.m. Category 3, 7:01 to 7:30 a.m. Category 4, 7:31 to 8 a.m. Category 5, 8:01 to 8:30 a.m. Category 6, 8:31 to 9 a.m. Category 7, 9:01 to 9:30 a.m. Category 8, after 9:30 a.m. Category 9, not applicable. Question 19. What distance is your journey from home to work, school or college, and how long does it usually take? Write in the distance to the nearest kilometre and journey time in minutes. Kilometres, minutes. Question 20. If you are aged under 15, skip to question 34. Question 21. Do you provide regular unpaid personal help for a friend or family member with a long-term illness, health problem or disability? Include problems which are due to old age. Personal help includes help with basic tasks such as feeding or dressing. Category 1, yes, 1 to 14 hours a week. Category 2, yes, 15 to 28 hours a week. Category 3, yes, 29 to 42 hours a week. Category 4, yes, 43 or more hours a week. Category 5, no. Question 22. Have you ceased your full-time education? Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. If yes, write in age at which it ceased. Question 23. What is the highest level of education, full-time or part-time, which you have completed to date? Choose one category only. Category 1, no formal education. Category 2, primary education. Second level, Category 3, lower secondary. Junior, intermediate, group certificate, O-levels, GCSEs, NCVA foundation certificate, basic skills training certificate or equivalent. Category 4, upper secondary. Leaving certificate, including applied and vocational programs, A-levels, NCVA Level 1 Certificate or Equivalent. Category 5, Technical or Vocational Qualification. Completed Apprenticeship, NCVA Level 2 or 3 Certificate, Tiagisk Certificate, Diploma or Equivalent. Category 6, Both Upper Secondary and Technical or Vocational Qualification. Third Level, Category 7, Non-Degree, National Certificate, Diploma NCEA or Institute of Technology or equivalent, Nursing Diploma. Category 8, Primary Degree, Third Level Bachelor Degree. Category 9, Professional Qualification, of degree status at least. Category 10, both a degree and a professional qualification. Category 11, Postgraduate Certificate or Diploma. Category 12, Postgraduate Degree, Masters. Category 13, Doctorate, PhD. Question 24. Do you hold any third-level qualification or qualifications which you attained after completing two or more years of study? Category 1, yes. Category 2, no. If yes, please choose the main subject area or areas in which the qualification or qualifications are held. Choose all the categories that apply. Category 1, Education. Category 2, Humanities and Arts, including Foreign Languages, History, Philosophy, Fine Arts, Music and Performing Arts Design. Category 3, Social Sciences, Business, Law, including Psychology, Economics, Journalism, Finance, Accounting. Category 4, Life Sciences, Physical Science, Mathematics and Statistics. Category 5, Computing. Category 6, Engineering, Manufacturing and Construction, including Architecture. Category 7, Agriculture and Veterinary, including Forestry, Fishery, Horticulture. Category 8, Health, including Medicine, Nursing, Dental Studies, Therapy and Rehabilitation, Pharmacy. Category 9, Social Sciences, including Child Care and Youth Services, Social Work and Counselling. Category 10, Services, including Hotel, Catering, Sports, Transport, Environmental Protection, Security, Occupational Health and Safety, Military and Defence. Question 25. In the last 4 weeks, have you done any of the following activities without pay? Choose all the categories that apply. Category 1, helping or voluntary work with a social or charitable organisation. Category 2, helping or voluntary work with a religious group or church. Category 3, helping or voluntary work with a sporting organisation. Category 4, helping or voluntary work with a political or cultural organisation. Category 5, any other voluntary activity. Category 6, no voluntary activity. Question 26. How would you describe your present principal status? Choose one category only. Category 1, working for payment or profit. Category 2, looking for first regular job. Category 3, unemployed. Category 4, student or pupil. Category 5, looking after home and or family. Category 6, retired from employment. Category 7, unable to work due to permanent sickness or disability. Category 8, other, write in. Question 27. If you are working for payment or profit, question 26, category 1, unemployed, question 26, category 3, retired, question 26, category 6, answer the following questions about your main job or your last main job if you are not currently employed. Otherwise, skip to question 34. Question 28. Do or did you work as an employee, or are or were you self-employed in your main job? Your main job is the job in which you usually work or worked the most hours. Category 1, employee. Category 2, self-employed with paid employees. Category 3, self-employed without paid employees. Category 4, assisting relative, not receiving a fixed wage or salary. Question 29. What is or was your occupation in your main job? In all cases, describe the occupation fully and precisely, giving the full job title. Use precise terms such as retail store manager, secondary teacher, electrical engineer. Do not use general terms such as manager, teacher, engineer. Civil servants and local government employees should state their grade, for example, senior administrative officer. Members of the Gardaí or Army should state their rank. Teachers should state the branch of teaching, for example, primary teacher. Clergy and religious orders should give full description, for example, nun, registered general nurse. Write in your main occupation. If a farmer or farm worker, write in the size of the farm, hectares. Question 30. If you are retired, skip to question 34. Question 31. What is or was the full name of the organisation you work or worked for in your main job? If you have had your own business, write in the name of the business. Question 32. What is or was the full address at which you actually work or worked? Category 1, work mainly at or from home. Category 2, no fixed place of work. Question 33. What is or was the business of your employer at the place where you work or worked in your main job? If you are or were self-employed, answer in respect of your own business. Describe the main product or service provided by your employer. For example, making computers, repairing cars, secondary education, food wholesale, making pharmaceuticals, contract cleaning, software development and support. Question 34. Your census enumerator will assist you in making your census return when she or he calls to collect it. Thank you for your cooperation. End of census form.